Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Jay-Z and Beyonce have just been dragged in the middle of the Diddy scandal.
All of that will be litigated in a court of law, but according to Jay-Z, he didn't have anything to do with it.
For months, fans have speculated if Jay-Z and Beyonce, two of Diddy's closest and most powerful associates, would find themselves under scrutiny. As Diddy's empire crumbles right before our eyes, there's been rampant rumors over what celebrities might find themselves in the crosshairs. And on December 8th of 2024, we finally got our answer. A federal lawsuit filed in the Southern District of New York accused Jay-Z and Diddy in a heinous alleged assault of a 13-year-old girl. While it's important to acknowledge that these accusations haven't been proven, the lawsuit itself is a pretty shocking blow to Jay's public image. For years, Jay-Z and Beyonce have been celebrated as the ultimate industry power couple, but is their reign at the top about to finally come to an end? That's exactly why we're launching a deep dive into Jay and Beyonce's complicated marriage and taking a closer look at the skeletons they have buried in their closet. What's the truth behind how Jay and Beyonce actually met? What about the scandal that almost destroyed their marriage? And just how far back did Jay-Z's friendship with Diddy actually go? We've even compiled some of the most notorious and shady rumors around Jay and B, from secret love triangles to assassination allegations. How many of these stories are conspiracy theories? And what's the truth behind how these rumors got started in the first place? Finally, we're gonna break down this bombshell civil suit naming Jay-Z in an alleged assault. Is this accusation about to topple J&B's multi-billion-dollar empire?
If any of this is true, it's a PR nightmare. But even if it's not true, it's still a PR nightmare for Sean Carter, Rob.
When you really get into it, Jay-Z and Beyonce have radically different origin stories. Sean Jay-Z Carter grew up with a single mother in Brooklyn, New York's notorious Marcy Projects. During his sophomore year of high school, at the height of the crack epidemic, Jay dropped out and committed himself to hustling on the street as a drug dealer. While he was passionate about music, Jay didn't see success in the rap game until years later. In 1994, after every major label repeatedly refused to sign him, Jay-Z used the money he stacked selling drugs as startup cash for his very own record company, Rockefeller Records. It wasn't until 1996 that Jay finally released his first album, Reasonable Doubt. By that time, he was 26 years old, significantly older than his contemporaries like Nas or the Notorious B.I.G., who were just about 20 when they dropped their debut albums. Beyonce Knowles, on the other hand, grew up 1,600 miles away in Houston, Texas. From the time she was 8 years old, her talent as a singer was widely recognized. She actually appeared on Star Search, the biggest talent show on TV, when she was just 12. Her father, Matthew Knowles, despite having no experience in the music industry, quit his job at Xerox Sales to manage his daughter's career, and that bet paid off big time. By the time Beyonce was just 18 years old, she had a Grammy-nominated multi-platinum album with her group Destiny's Child. So, how exactly does a rising teenage pop sensation get into a relationship with a former street hustler turned rapper who happens to also be 12 years older than her? Well, that's where the story gets a little sticky. Jay-Z and Beyonce have actually been super inconsistent when it comes to identifying exactly when they started dating. According to a 2007 interview, Jay claims he's known Beyonce since she started recording.
But you know,
how long have you known her?
Wow, a long time.
How long? 10 years?
However long she's been recording. That's when I met her.
He says that the first time he met Beyonce was 10 years prior to that, when she was recording the song No 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 with Wyclef Jean. The thing is, Beyonce was just 16 when she made that song, while Jay would have been 28 at the time. Now, in that same interview, Jay's pretty careful to stress that he and Beyonce were not dating at the time. But Beyonce hasn't always backed up his story. In an interview with 17 Magazine, Beyonce claimed that she didn't meet Jay until she was 18 years old and that they didn't start dating until she was 19. Other reports claim that B got together with Jay when she was 17. That's still kind of weird, I'm not gonna lie. I don't like that. Some fans speculated that all these shifting stories point to the couple trying to hide the actual start date of their relationship, especially since Jay-Z was significantly older than her when they first got together. In 2006, Jay-Z appeared on the Pharrell song Young Girl, and his verse sounded a lot like Jay describing his relationship to Beyonce. Young girl, don't got a young girl.
I'm still not quite 21, so I strung such a vibrant thing.
I introduced myself, hi, Miss Thing. You're 19, no, you're lightning in a bottle. I give you a ring tomorrow. And I mean, that's pretty specific if you ask me. You could easily interpret this as Jay verifying Beyonce's claim that they got together when she was 19 and Jay was 31. Despite their attempts to keep a low profile, Jay-Z and Beyonce have been connected to some pretty high profile scandals.
Can I ask you about your wife? Can I ask you a little bit about your home life? I know you don't talk about it too much.
Whoa. You can ask me questions, I'll dance around them. It's a fantastic thing.
On December 2nd of 1999, the same year that Jay and Beyonce officially started dating, Jay crashed out in a major way. During a party at the Kit Kat Club in Times Square, Jay-Z confronted record executive Lance Un Rivera and allegedly blamed him for bootlegging Jay's new album, Volume 3. As they were arguing, Jay-Z stabbed Un in the stomach and shoulder. Jay was arrested that same night and posted a $50,000 bail. News reports claimed that Jay was facing up to 15 years in prison, which would easily destroy his music career. Jay used his lyrics to protest his innocence, most notably by releasing the song Guilty Until Proven Innocent with, unfortunately, R. Kelly. But all that Guilty Until Proven Innocent talk didn't last too long. In October of 2001, Jay pleaded guilty to third-degree assault and got hit with 3 years of probation. You're lucky. You're lucky. Stab someone if you... Jay addressed the incident again over a decade later on his 2017 song, Kill Jay-Z.
You stabbed Un over some records. Your excuse was he was talking too reckless.
But Lance Un Rivera added a new twist to the story nearly 25 years after that infamous night at the Kit Kat Club. In 2023, Un sat down for an interview with DJ Vlad where he insisted that Jay-Z wasn't the one who stabbed him. Un claimed that it wasn't in Jay's nature in the first place and laughed off the accusation that Jay was the one who poked him up.
Was Jay-Z the one that actually stabbed you?
No, Jay-Z was not the guy who actually stabbed me that night.
But Jay-Z was there when you got stabbed.
Me and Jay-Z had a conversation while right before I got hit in the head with a champagne bottle. I don't know where people got Jay-Z stabbed me from, because if anybody knows Jay-Z, Jay-Z's a nice guy.
And when you really think about it, there's some pretty big holes in Un's story. Why would it take him all this time to finally come clean about Jay not being the one who attacked him? Charlie Baltimore, a Philly rapper who was closely associated with Biggie, called out Un for his shifting stories during her own sit-down with DJ Vlad. Charlie claimed she was there at the Kit Kat Club that night and she saw Un moments after he was stabbed.
I actually walked up and I was on the ground. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, you know, I'm stabbed. Jay stabbed me. So I'm like, what? And he's like, Jay-Z stabbed me. And I'm like...
In 2008, he and Beyonce got married in a super private ceremony. This was 100% in line with Jay and Beyonce's ethos as superstars. No matter how famous they worked hard to keep their business out of the tabloids. That was until May of 2014 when TMZ released footage of Beyonce's sister Solange trying to attack Jay-Z in an elevator while the Queen Bee herself looked on. Rumors quickly spread that Solange was pissed at Jay for cheating on Beyonce and that he had been having an alleged affair with the fashion designer Rachel Roy. The family released a rare joint statement to address the scandal. Quote, at the end of the day, families have problems and we're no different. Except for the fact that that elevator was worth over $1 billion. Other than that, no different. Beyonce finally addressed the cheating rumors directly on her 2016 album, Lemonade. In 2017, Jay-Z released his own confessional album, 444, where he confirmed that he had been unfaithful and renewed his commitment to his marriage with Beyonce. The year after that, Jay and B doubled down for the 2018 surprise collab album, Everything Is Love. Then they embarked on the Run 2, a world stadium tour that raked in over $253 million. To sum it all up, they turned a celebrity cheating scandal into a multi-million dollar payday. But there's been a ton of other unverified rumors that link the couple to some pretty unsavory behavior.
Theory goes that they decided to take out because she was such a competition to Beyonce to be number one.
In 2004, Jay-Z was appointed to be the new president and CEO of Def Jam Recordings. The very next year, Jay met with a 17-year-old, then unknown singer from Barbados named Robin Rihanna Fenty and signed her to a 6-album contract with Def Jam. Jay-Z reportedly worked very closely with Rihanna in developing her debut project. Rumors started to circulate that Jay was having an affair with Rihanna behind Beyoncé's back. It wasn't until 2024, nearly 20 years late, that Rihanna's former publicist Jonathan Haye admitted to fabricating these rumors just so he could have revenge on Jay-Z. Haye claims he was angry at Jay for reportedly not giving Rihanna enough label support and labeled him a dirtbag. So he started spreading rumors online that Ree was sleeping with Jay in order to drum up some stealth publicity for Ree's breakout single, Pon de Replay. Haye even takes credit of the single's success, claiming that it was all the case of there's no such thing as bad publicity. Quote, I put the story out that Jay-Z was in a love triangle with Rihanna and Beyoncé, and that caught fire, sparked conversation, increased radio airplay, press coverage, and other forms of attention. I was in an unapologetic, by any means necessary, state of mind. Jay-Z has also been accused of fathering secret children. A man named Rymira Satterthwaite has claimed for over a decade that he's actually Jay-Z's illegitimate child, and that his mother Wanda had an affair with Jay in 1992 when she was 16 years old and Jay was 22. While Rymira's mom Wanda tried to take Jay to court over these paternity claims in 2012, Jay's lawyers managed to squash these cases because Rymira had already turned 18. But just weeks ago, on November 25th of 2024, Rymira filed a brand new lawsuit claiming he and his mother's constitutional rights were violated by Jay's legal team back in 2012. But that's hardly the worst conspiracy that Jay and Beyoncé have been attached to. Both Hov and B have long been accused of being members of the so-called Illuminati, a secret society of devil-worshipping elites. A lot of fans believe that Jay and Beyoncé's alleged allegiance to the Illuminati has also given the power to get away with some pretty heinous crimes. In 2011, a 28-year-old model named Kathy Corey White died suddenly after reportedly suffering from a brain aneurysm. However, rumors began to spread that Corey had actually been Jay-Z's secret mistress and that her death came after she apparently told Jay that she was pregnant with his child. However, no conclusive evidence has surfaced linking Jay-Z to Corey or her untimely death. Another conspiracy that's recently gone viral involves Jay-Z's connection to the late singer Aaliyah. Aaliyah passed away on August 25th of 2001 after a private plane carrying her crashed in the Bahamas. Aaliyah was dating Jay-Z's business partner Dame Dash at the time of her death. There's a ton of unverified and unproven theories that Jay and Beyoncé might have had a hand in Aaliyah's demise, especially since Aaliyah's status as a chart-topping, multi-platinum recording artist dwarfed Beyoncé's success at the time. Could Aaliyah have been taken out by the Illuminati in order to clear a way for Beyoncé to become the Queen Bee? Some fans even believe that J. Cole's 2013 song, She Knows, contains the
try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30%. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Actual secret of what happened to Aaliyah. Now, on the surface, Cole's song is about a woman finding out about her man's infidelity. But analysts on social media have zeroed in on the song's hook, which they believe sounds a lot like She Knows, which is, of course, Beyoncé's last name.
She knows. She knows. And I know she knows.
Cole name-checks Aaliyah, Left Eye Lopes, and Michael Jackson as examples of music icons gone too soon. Now, people claim that Cole is naming all these dead celebrities to hint at Beyoncé possibly being involved in these incidents. There's still no concrete evidence connecting Beyoncé to these deaths, but this She Knows theory has gone extremely viral on social media. But one connection that's absolutely indisputable, Jay-Z and Beyoncé's longtime ties to Sean Diddy Combs.
They're a nasty little couple. They do nasty things.
Diddy and Jay-Z's relationship dates back to the 1990s. On Jay's debut album, Reasonable Doubt, he managed to secure a high-profile feature from longtime friend and Bad Boy Records signee, the Notorious B.I.G. The two went back and forth on Brooklyn's Finest, and the track showed that Jay had what it took to go toe-to-toe with the so-called King of New York. But that link-up also showcased an early collaboration between Jay-Z's Rockefeller Records and Diddy's Bad Boy. As rising stars in New York's hyper-competitive rap circuit, Diddy and Jay-Z formed a very public friendship with one another. The very same year, Jay-Z made an appearance on Diddy's Grammy Award-winning debut album, No Way Out, while Diddy returned the favor on Jay-Z's songs, I Know What Girls Like. In 2003, both Jay and Diddy collaborated with Beyoncé on her debut solo album, Dangerously in Love. In 2005, Jay and Diddy appeared during a live telethon and jointly donated $1 million to a Hurricane Katrina relief fund. In fact, Jay and Diddy often attended events together. Jay was also a very frequent guest at Diddy's numerous blowout birthday bashes and his notorious white parties. But in 2007, fans got an unexpected look at just how comfortable Jay and Diddy were with one another. During a performance at Screamfest, Diddy was filmed slapping Jay on his you-know-where. Diddy was also heavily involved in producing Jay-Z's American Gangster album that very same year. By 2010, Jay and Diddy were both ranked as two of the highest paid rap moguls of all time by Forbes magazine. While both Jay and Diddy may have shot to fame through music, their respective business empires spanned everything from fashion and spirits to brand endorsements and high-end restaurants. They also frequently bigged each other up in public. When Jay performed at Diddy's Bad Boy reunion tour in 2016, Diddy sang his praises and called Jay his strategist and brother. In 2020, Jay-Z's entertainment company Roc Nation threw a Black billionaire brunch in LA, and both he and Diddy kicked off the festivities with a toast.
You know, the game has been elevated. As we can tell, there's no expense being spared. We had a Black billionaire's lunch. We gonna keep staying together. We getting tighter. You know what I'm saying? And united we stand.
When Diddy got a Lifetime Achievement Award from BET in 2022, Jay came through with a message of support.
Here's this guy from neighborhood similar to where I grown up that made it to these unreachable heights. Puff was the first one that came through and made us feel like, you know, it was us.
But after praising, partying, and collaborating with Diddy for over 2.5 decades, Jay-Z was absolutely silent when Diddy's former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, filed a shocking lawsuit in November of 2023. The lawsuit alleged that Diddy repeatedly abused and assaulted her over the course of years. Fans quickly noticed that both Jay-Z and Beyoncé were pictured partying with both Diddy and Cassie throughout their relationship. But just how much did Jay and Beyoncé know about Diddy's alleged abuse? In 2024, Diddy was arrested and hit with a federal indictment alleging that he was participating in kidnapping, sex trafficking, forced labor, racketeering, arson, and bribery, all while carrying out a criminal conspiracy. Despite their close relationship, both Jay-Z and Beyoncé still remain silent on the accusations against Diddy. Given how tight both Jay-Z and Diddy have been for years, there was a ton of attention focused on if Jay-Z may have been involved. But on December 8th of 2024, all those rumors turned into a full-blown accusation.
Is there any legitimacy to the allegations and the complaints made against Jay-Z and toward the lawyer?
4 days after Jay-Z celebrated his 55th birthday, he was named in a civil lawsuit that accused him of assaulting a 13-year-old child with Diddy during a 2000 MTV Video Music Awards after party. The accusation was so shocking that it forced Jay-Z to make a pretty uncharacteristic response. His company, Roc Nation, released a statement that was seemingly written by Jay himself, not a lawyer. Jay strongly defended himself, calling the allegations idiotic and heinous in nature, while accusing the lawyer who filed the lawsuit, Tony Busby, of trying to blackmail him. In the statement, Jay vows to expose Busby as a fraud in a very public fashion. Busby denied the Jay-Z accusations and called the blackmail allegations, quote, stupid and laughable. Busby fired back on Instagram, claiming that his private investigators were digging into his law firm. While the Texas lawyer didn't explicitly name Jay-Z in the accusation, he wrote that investigators were contacting current and former clients and apparently offering cash for these clients to sue Busby's law firm. Busby called these practices illegal and said that he had these investigators on tape. Meanwhile, Jay-Z's attorney, Alex Spiro, filed paperwork in court urging the judge to reveal the identity of Jay-Z's accuser, who as of now still still remains anonymous. Despite the seriousness of these allegations, Jay clearly wanted to look as unrattled as possible. The very next day, he made a public appearance for the premiere of the new Lion King movie Mufasa, which stars both Beyoncé and his daughter Blue Ivy. But one op who wouldn't let Jay slide was his longtime nemesis, 50 Cent. I've already done a deep dive of 50's very public hatred of Diddy, and now that Jay's been dragged into the very same scandal, 50 had no issue putting the crosshairs on him. 50 made a downright diabolical post on IG by resharing the red carpet snap of Jay and his family on the red carpet with the caption, quote, "Jay said that I raped a kid. Everybody get dressed. We going to see Mufasa, LOL." 50 even took things further by suggesting that Jay-Z and Roc Nation might have had their highly lucrative partnership with the NFL taken away because of these allegations. We've done a deep dive on how Jay-Z revamped the Super Bowl halftime show, and losing that deal with the NFL would be a huge loss for Jay-Z's billion-dollar business empire. The speculation was so hot that Roger Goodell, the NFL's commissioner, publicly responded during a press conference insisting that their relationship with Roc Nation isn't changing, while praising Jay-Z as a great partner. 50 Cent was still happy to troll both Jay-Z and the NFL. He responded to Goodell's announcement on Instagram, writing, quote, "This is good news. The NFL is going to hold it down. Super Bowl is going to be popping." Despite the NFL's show of support, this lawsuit clearly represents a huge blow to Jay's public image, and it might threaten everything him and Beyoncé have built. While Jay-Z seems committed to fighting these accusations in court, the couple's empire, legacy, and future might fall apart if he's named in more lawsuits. And as Diddy's trial date looms, it's very possible that we'll be hearing more stories about his connection to both Jay and B. Could this really be the beginning of the end for them? And how many more of their secrets will be exposed? One thing we know for sure, though, it's getting real dark over here, and this is just the beginning.